Welcome to today's brief introduction to the Dry Bones Movement. The Dry Bones Movement is designed to get the attention of the children of Israel and to educate the surrounding nations of the knowledge of Yahweh. Ezekiel 37 has a specific message, a very clear-cut message, a message that needs to be paid attention to. And it's about the coming together of a people. Not just any old people, a very specific people, the children of Israel. The complete entire house of Israel. No, not the fake nation state of Israel. No, not the fake state of Israel that the world knows from 1948 that does not fulfill the specifics of Ezekiel chapter 37. The identity does not match. The ethnicity does not match. The behavior does not match. Nor does the spiritual essence match. Now, I want to make myself perfectly clear. And excuse my voice, I am recovering from being under the weather. It is imperative to understand that there is Yahweh, and then there's the people of Yahweh. Now, everybody in the world has convinced themselves that they know who the people of Yahweh are, but they don't. They don't. They don't. And Ezekiel 37 is very specific. It is very specific about some things that must come into fruition, particularly for the children of Israel. The book of Ezekiel also speaks about the house of Yehuda, and it talks about the tribe of Ephraim. And it talks about the other tribes of Israel, Yisrael, Yaakov. It doesn't talk about a group called Jews. Not at all. And throughout the program that is about to ensue, called the Dry Bones Movement, you will never hear us use the erroneous epithet called Jews in the program, because that term and the ideas attached to it are 100% wrong and contradictory to biblical data, biblical historicity, biblical archaeology, biblical genealogy, biblical doctrines, and biblical theology. We will refer to everyone precisely as they're supposed to be referred as, accurately, actuating and putting into motion epinosis. So, Ezekiel chapter 37 Yekezekiel makes it clear that the hand of Yahweh was upon him and took him down into the middle of the valley, and that down in the middle of the valley there were a collection of bones, dry bones. Ezekiel says, he caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley. Lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, Eloheinu, you know. And again, he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. O dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. O dry bones, hear the word, hear the frequency, recognize the spirit of Yahweh. The bones are the nation of Israel, which Yahweh himself says he will inspire, meaning he will fill them up with his spirit and stand them up from their state of death and put them in the position of life. Again, he will raise them up to exemplify a living nation. But anyone who investigates Ezekiel swiftly comes to realize that the things mentioned in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 does not match up with or line up with or synchronize with this strange alien group of people we have here today pretending to be something, because they're not pretending to be this, because the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 makes it clear that the children of Israel will identify themselves by their tribes, not by false tribes. They're not going to make a mistake and call themselves Ashkenaz, which is a descendant of Japheth. They're not going to do, children of Israel don't do such things. The reason I'm going through this like this for the introductory excerpt, to give everybody a basic understanding of what this is going to be all about. It's going to be all about, number one, the truth. Ha'emeth. The truth. People need to understand that there is something wrong with what Christendom and Judaism and all the other religions have presented, especially when touching on and commenting on the Bible. The message that the world has received for 2,000 plus years is a message that does not come from, nor is it connected to, the Bible. It is a message from the own imagination of the mind of those who have propagated it. Like Ezekiel chapter 13 says the false prophets would do. Claiming that they've spoken to Yahweh when they have not. Claiming that Yahweh has showed them a vision when he has not. And most of all, like Yekezekiel, my brother, the prophet Hanavi, like he said, the fake prophets always produce the same output. They never prepare the people for war. They never prepare the people for troublesome times. They never direct the people back towards righteousness and right standing and right understanding. They don't put them in the direction of proper education. They don't act like iron sharpening iron. These fake prophets, good for nothing preachers and speakers, do nothing but produce a dull, slow, dullard, simpleton people. Let us move on. The Dry Bones Movement is based upon the foundation of the text, based upon the text of Ezekiel chapter 37. Yahweh said, "Say to the bones, prophesy to the bones, hear the word of the Lord, hear the words of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh to these bones, behold, I will cause breath, which is ruach, to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know yada." Know yada means that your consciousness will be illuminated with the apprehension of the knowledge that I am Yahweh. The scripture says, I will cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy to the ruach, prophesy, son of man, ben Adam, or ben Enosh, and say to the breath, thus says Yahweh, Eloah, your God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet as an exceedingly great army. They stood on their feet as an army, as an army. I want to make sure that image is placed within your consciousness. I want to make sure that statement and image is positioned in your conscience. An army. Because the children of Israel encamped as an army in history. Throughout the entire existence of the children of Israel, they operated as a military force. It's in our genes. It's in our history. It's in our heritage. To be organized and to operate as a military unit, as an army. Moses was a warrior. King David was a warrior. When Yeshua returns, he will return as a warrior to slay the wicked. Yahweh is a warrior. Yahweh is the master of heaven's armies. As it is written in anglicized script, he is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of heaven's armies. Yahweh Tzevaoth. There's a great difference between what the world calls, oh, the biblical people, out of ignorance, as opposed to what the Bible presents as the true biblical people. From the times of old, throughout history, scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, scattered into all the nations, soon to be brought back together and brought back to the land of our fathers without the aid of a pagan, without the aid of a demon, without the aid of a backstabber, without the aid of a murderer. No, it will be by the power and the hand of Yahweh. It won't be by the United Nations. It won't be by the Council on Foreign Relations. It won't be by any NGO or government body or institution. It will be by the power of the Most High, the Ancient of Days, the Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, and his right hand, Yeshua HaMashiach. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. I'm going to say that again. Ezekiel said, Yahweh said to me, Son of man, these bones that you are looking at that are dead, that are dry, that are in the valley, they are the entire house of Israel. God is interested in the entire house of Israel. Obviously, he's concerned with the quantity of the house of Israel. He's also meticulous when it comes to acknowledging the tribes of Israel separately, distinctively, and individually. No, there is no such thing as an umbrella term called Jew. No, there isn't. And Yahweh is going to let you know that there isn't. So, what does it say here? What does Yahweh go on to reveal in Ezekiel chapter 37? Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. Our hope has died. We are completely cut off. We are completely cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, my people. Ami, my people, Ami, my people. And I will bring you into Eretz Yisrael. He said, Ami, my people, I will bring you into Eretz Yisrael, into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. Again, this is verse 13. Then you will know. It is important for you to understand that Yada is referring to an event that takes place in the conscience. Yada has to do with the conscience. The knowing is not just a simple cognitive function. It's something that goes down into the fabric of the spirit and the soul. It goes down into the fabric of the ruach, and it colors the nefesh, the soul. A knowing, a deep inner man knowing. He said, when these things happen, then you will know on the inner man, inside of the inner man, throughout the inner man, that I am Yahweh. Thank you. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. When I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life. And I will place you on your own land. Then you will know, Yada. Then you will know, Yada. Within the inner man and throughout the inner man, that I am the Lord, Yahweh, and that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares Yahweh.